The battlefields of the world on the 11th of November 1918 were images of destruction and despair. Millions had sacrificed their lives. Many more millions bore the psychological and physical scars. Empires had been destroyed. The old order of things had ceased to be. At home, yet more millions mourned the absent and lost, or sought to care for the wrecked, yet still loved family or friends who had gone away whole and returned so marred. The global economy was shattered, a shattering made worse by the hatreds that imposed reparations on the vanquished, and sowed the seeds for the next, still crueler and greater conflict. Like the malevolent aftershocks of a great earthquake, civil wars sprang into flames amongst the ruins. Harried refugees were hunted hither and thither. The great cry was of a war to end all wars, of building a nation fit for heroes. Some good things had emerged in idealism and dreams of conflict transformed, such as the League of Nations. Yet no sooner were they than they were slowly killed, destroyed by dictatorships, isolationism, a turning inwards by the strong, by the manipulations of the ruthless, by depression, by tyranny, and ancient hatreds which had not been reconciled. 27 years later, there was a world whose destruction was orders of magnitude greater. The people to whom Isaiah wrote would have nodded in agonized recognition. Exiled amidst mass slaughter, captive in a cruel and faraway land, they returned to a ruined, occupied, leaderless, and impoverished country. To them, Isaiah, the Jewish prophet, spoke of God's faithfulness and of human responsibility. They were to trust the God who would not forget a single human being, and to act in love for the poor, for the weak, and oppressed. And to us, in a few minutes, in a sublime symbol, we will hear the words of a friend of Jesus, another Jew, John, writing also amidst persecution and suffering on the same theme, the faithfulness of God and the responsibility of human beings. He calls for us to love one another, not to hate or to pursue revenge. He writes out of knowing God in Jesus, who died on the cross and rose triumphant from the tomb, demonstrating that through his faithful obedience, the final verdict on evil is defeat. The final call to human beings from the God we worship here today is hope, life, and liberation. The fact that John's words will be read in Germany, in German, by that country's president, a friend to this nation, demonstrates what can be done. On this day, we remember, in order to act. We look back at the ruins and find that they have been rebuilt. We look forward in a very different world and society, however great the challenges, and see that through the faithfulness of God and our loving obedience, conflict has been transformed and enemies reconciled. And that is hope for the world. Amen.